pardon my ghost. He, or she, gets especially worked up this time of year. It is Halloween, after all. Right? Right. Every year, on this day, my ghost and I love to eat pumpkin pie, and carve the pumpkin, and find the black cat, and punch the bat in the face, and... Oh! I could go on, and on, and on. But how rude that would be of me. You see, every moment I talk aimlessly about my Halloween traditions is a moment I keep us from today's special. Please enjoy Whoop-Dee-Doo's Halloween Frankenfun Dractacular.
Good morning, I'm Kim Noble. The time is 6:66 a.m. and p.m., and the current temperature on the face of the planet is 666 degrees. We invite you to tune in this afternoon for an encore presentation of the fierce foibles and imagined machinations of Kim Noble, an abbreviated, endless adaptation revealing the landscape that is Kim Noble's mind. This special radio event is hosted by me, Kim Noble. Listener discretion's advised. We now return you to Whoop-Dee-Doo's Halloween Frankenfun Dractacular.
This is Fresh Air.
I'm Terry Gross.
Now, I have to ask you, your book seems so credible, and then you get to this source at the end who tells you things that seem just really out there. And I guess I'm wondering, did you ever think about not including that? Thinking that if you did include it, people might question your credibility because that part is so incredible sounding.
I understand what you're saying, Terry, but it is very well documented that in the fall of 1962, Dr. Adam Stella did, in fact, create a gang of werewolves in his lab. And not only that, but there was a very public attack captured on film. And I can play a clip of that right now.
He did not come at once into the library, so I went cautiously to my own room and found him making the bed. This was odd, but only confirmed what I had all along thought. There are no servants in the house. When later I saw him through the chink of the hinges of the door, lying the table in the dining room, I was assured of it. For if he does himself all these menial offices, surely it is proof that there is no one else in the castle. It must have been the Count himself, who was the driver of the coach that brought me here. And it must have been the Count with whom I passed the hours of captivity, playing catch and wrestling. Oh, but the Count is such a good boy when he assumes the form of the most playful puppy on whom I have ever laid eyes. Oh, good boy. Oh, good boy. I congratulate the Count as he catches the flying disc. Little man, where's your baby? I implore the Count in the hopes he will find his squeak toy so we can frolic. I feel greatly conflicted.
Whatever happened to Ellie?
song I'm about to play is one that I learned when I was just a boy and was living in southern Missouri. And the man who taught me this song, he lived two towns over from me. He lived right next to the cemetery in that town. And in that cemetery, there was a there was this tomb. He had some trouble with that tomb, and so he wrote this song. And this is the way he taught it to me. And I haven't played this song in a long time, but I'm gonna go ahead and play it now.
Hi, I'm the Venus of Willendorf. I'm a total mystery. I was discovered in 1908 by what you call an archaeologist. It is assumed, because of the exaggerated nature of my female anatomy, that I am a symbol of fertility and health. They call me a Venus. But I am way older than her. When I was made, women would give birth all by themselves. When I was made, women were considered gods. Many figurines carved from stone, exactly like myself, have been discovered all over the world. We are the only ones left. You don't realize the powers we possess. Using only my voice, I can change you. Using only my voice, I will change you. Imagine if all humans disappeared and the Earth lay dormant for 25,000 years. If an alien civilization were to stumble upon what remains of your world, like you did of mine, what kinds of assumptions would they make about you? Your gods are men, and they are sitting down. I can help you change this. If you are listening to this, you are pregnant now. If you can hear me, you are pregnant now. You are pregnant now. You are pregnant now. You are pregnant now. You are pregnant now.
Good morning. I'm Carl Noble, The time is still 6:66 a.m. and p.m., and the temperature has gone up to 666.6 degrees. Both the time and temperature are expected to somehow remain constant for the remainder of the day. Well, traffic's unusually heavy in all parts of the city due to a sudden outbreak of unexplained roadside births. Watch above for hourly diaper drops from Chopper 89.3 and expect slow travel times in all areas as the situation develops. Today's presentation of Halloween Frankenfun Dractacular is brought to you in part by Graxon, the horrific monster from my nightmares. Graxon invites you to visit one of his three metro area locations to stock up on food and water in preparation for the dark days ahead. And remember, as Graxon instructs us in our nightmares, I'm Carl Noble. I mean Kim Noble. And thank you for listening to my fake English accent. Slime.
In a New York hotel, Marlon Brando agreed to meet with television reporters from across the country. The subject, his latest film. The reporters ask many predictable questions. Mr. Brando gives few predictable answers.
It's a wonderful show. I've talked to people who have previewed it and they tell me...
I don't think that we should believe what we hear. Even if it's a good report, and even if it's a bad report, we have to make up our own minds about it. I think that's essential. And... You should make up your mind about that fiction until you see it.
You know, this is sort of your whole personality in a capsule. Not to believe that...
How do you know what my personality is?
Because I have met you and you radiate your personality.
Really?